This week, Governor Whitmer announced that restaurants in Michigan can increase their indoor dining from 25% capacity to 50%. The increased traffic will likely be very welcome news to restaurants that have been able to survive the pandemic. This is still not a return to business as usual, as we understood it in 2019. This got us thinking about something that Ari Weinzweig, the co-owner of Zingerman's in Ann Arbor, was talking to us about last fall. That this, all of this, is not really a long-term sustainable business model for restaurants. And he joins us now. Ari, welcome back to Stateside.
I'm honored to be here on this warm, sunny Michigan winter day.
So how does the news of half capacity for indoor land with you and everybody else in the Zingerman's family?
It lands well. I mean, we're just trying to follow the governor and the state health department's lead. And we've worked really hard to be diligent. And when they've asked us to go down, we go down. When they suggest we go up, we go up. So they're working hard on their end, I know, and everybody is at the national level too. And we're just trying to follow along and do the best we can to keep in business, keep our staff safe, and keep our guests safe.
We know that you spend time on the floor of Zingerman's Roadhouse refilling waters and talking to customers. What have they been saying about returning to dining indoors rather than ordering takeout?
They're happy. Well, I think, you know, to state the obvious, they are self-selecting. So the people who don't want to eat indoors are not there to tell me how they feel about eating indoors.
Right.
But I will say without question, there, when we reopened the dining room, I'm trying to think it's now a month, a lot of really just happy people to be back. And we are getting more and more people who've been vaccinated, and so they're excited to go out.
I wonder about that every time I pick up takeout and I see people sitting down. Is, well, you know, some of those people must be vaccinated, right? Yeah.
There's definitely more and more of them, and there will be more going forward, clearly.
Yeah. Will half-capacity dining make the numbers work for Zingerman's on the financial side?
I mean, it would not make the numbers work. But I don't think this is... It doesn't seem like this is in perpetuity. So there was hopeful news last night, not just from the governor, but from President Biden around earlier delivery of hundreds of millions of vaccine dosages. So that also was encouraging. So it's really about getting through. There's a $25 billion bill for independent restaurants in the Biden administration's economic package. This is coming. We talked when you and I talked earlier in the fall about the Independent Restaurant Coalition. So this work has manifested, continued to push forward, and it's hopefully will pass the Senate next week. And if that happens, it doesn't mean we'll get it, but it does mean independent restaurants around the country will have access to additional federal support to try to help bridge that gap between where people are at right now, whether it's 50%, 25% or whatever, back to when things seem to be headed towards reopening. So thankfully, again, Debbie Dingell, Senator Peters and Stabenow have been all co-sponsoring that bill, which is great.
Yeah. Zingerman's is known for paying servers and staff well. Were you able to continue to make that a priority and to keep staffing up during the last 14 months or so?
Well, we're trying. I mean, I never feel like we're paying enough. I mean, I always want to pay people more. It's just trying to figure out how to pay the bills and pay people more at the same time and walking that line. But I would love to raise everybody's pay quickly if we had the money. But let me think. In the restaurant setting, people's pay has not gone down. I'm just thinking through, but I think that's across the board.
You know, it's always scary to hear a popular and well-known business say that outdoor dining, reduced indoor capacity, and curbside pickup might not be enough for some businesses. Do you have many peers or friends who have not been able to see the year through?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, I know many who have not. I know some who made a decision relatively early on, just to close for a year or two and come back. We made a conscious choice not to do that, just because we feel like we have an important role in the community as a source of positive emotional experiences as well as culinary. And we feel an obligation, which I think is a good one, to try to keep positive jobs available to people and just keep some continuity and consistency and connection in the community through this whole thing. So I feel good about our decision to do that, but I definitely know people who decided it's not worth the aggravation. I can lose the same amount of money by just closing and staying home and not taking on all this extra work. I know other ones who would like to have stayed open, but they don't have the money. The PPP loans have helped many, but many weren't eligible or able to use PPP loans because of the way it was structured. It was helpful for some, but there were definitely restaurants I know where they weren't open at all or barely open, and they weren't able to use the money in a way that would make it viable, which is why this additional restaurant bill is structured much differently and would be much more helpful across the industry.
When you think about those chefs and owners and staff who have been stepping away, there's something that sometimes happens during recessions when people go idle. People just might leave their businesses. I know that's happened in some of the trades over the course of the Great Recession. Do you see people leaving the food and service industries altogether, or do you think that there will be a full return?
You know, I think that all of us, when there's my experience is when one piece of our community, whatever that is, changes, there inevitably are others in the community who have been thinking about leaning in that direction. And so it helps push people, not in a bad way, but pushes them a little bit more towards what they were already inclined to do. So I love what I do. I feel very committed to the community. So yeah, it's hard, but this is what we're here to do. We're here to provide continuity and meaningful work and support our suppliers and try to feed great meals. And so is it easier when there's not a pandemic? Absolutely. But that work doesn't change. On the other hand, in all walks of life, people, for whatever reasons, are less than satisfied or the unfulfilled or feel less of a sense of vocation than I would say I feel. And so if that's the case, and you were already tired of it, you know, this gives one more sense of why you might want to opt out. I had a new pamphlet came out at the end of January called Working Through Hard Times, Life and Leadership Learnings from 2020. Just my own reflections and a way for me to process, in a sense, the last year and the learnings and the grieving that goes with the changes that have happened. But I realized I could have interpreted the title. It's not just working through hard times. It's working, through hard times, because I realized there's a sense of continuity and connection that I've been able to keep. And hopefully most of our staff, other than the times that we've had to furlough people, because we are working and we are seeing each other and we are connected. And I know there's a lot of people who've been really cut off from their communities for a year now, you know, without a lot of interactivity. So I feel fortunate that keeping that continuity has certainly helped my spirit.
Ari Weinswig is the co-owner of Zingerman's in Ann Arbor. Ari, thank you for checking in with us. We appreciate the update.
Well, thank you for all you do. And really, thanks. I feel fortunate to be in such a great community. And I look forward to positive things to come.